Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 457. If you'd like to have a copy of it, Sharon will tell you how at the end of the program. It's absolutely free. Please specify whether you want a CD or an audio tape. Remember, it's program 457. We have letters. I get all kinds of letters. I guess I'm like Perry Como. I get so many letters. Yes, letters. I remember when I used to watch the Perry Como program, they say, letters, we get letters, we get lots and lots of letters. Well, I do too, all right?
Mm-hmm.
We get them from all over the world, but not because of singing so much, it's because of the message of the Lord,
mm-hmm.
Amen? And I get so many letters on that, people that really love the message. Good people, not like the bad people in the world that don't like the Lord, they don't like His Word, they hate it. When they're even taking oaths in the courtrooms today, they say, do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? And then they just say, they don't say, so help me God. They just say, that's all they say. What a bunch of phonies, amen?
Amen.
That just shows how much the Vatican hates the word of God and the name of God. Well, Satan, you're having your field day today. You think you're really having, you know that your time is short. You know that you're going to hell. And you know that there's not going to be any way that you cannot go to hell. You've finished. And all you people out there that are blaspheming the Holy Spirit, you're going to hell too, because there's no forgiveness for that sin in this world or in the world to come. So I want you to tune in so I can tell you, all of you people that are planning to destroy God's work, His church, you cannot do it. They nailed Jesus to the cross, thinking that that was going to end the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. But it's much more stronger today than it ever was. It was just there in Israel, and then it went to Rome and Greece and all those different places. But now it's worldwide, Satan. And you know that the Lord is bruising your stinking head, and you may be bruising our heels, but, you know, my heel doesn't hurt that bad. And if it did, so what? I'm going to heaven, and you're going to hell. And I just love to rub it into you. I mean, if I didn't want to get a bad reputation, I would go, nah, 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 nah. Okay? Because I just, stick my tongue out at you. And I know I'm saved. I know I'm washed in the blood. I know I'm filled with the Spirit. I'm a Jew, filled with the Spirit of the Lord, and washed in His blood, and baptized in the Holy Spirit. Glory to God. We also have some songs this evening. I'm going to sing one to you, Satan, called I'll Walk With God. You walk by yourself with all your imps, but I walk with God. Amen?
Amen.
Now, we have some real good Bible reading. It's going to tell all the curses that are happening to this world today, and really, the curses haven't even begun. Some person, you know, the newscasters are saying it's Mother Nature that's causing all the trouble in the world today. Now they stop saying that because, I guess, of my program. If you people think that I don't know that you're listening to my program, there's too many people that work in federal and government agencies and offices, and they tell me that everyone in the whole building is reading and listening to my tracks and listening to my programs. And so, you know, you're trying to be coy. And not, I got an interview about Buster White, who they're trying to railroad because he goes to my church. They're trying to do away with the freedom of religion. And the newspaper reporter says, well, I heard on your program, I go, da-da-da-da, he's listening to my program, folks. And if you think that I'm being childish by mocking these people, then you should read about Elijah, who mocked all the false prophets. Amen?
Amen.
He says, where is your God? Is he sleeping? He must be hiding, or perhaps he went on vacation or something like that. Where is your God? You people are dying like flies. You're catching all kinds of diseases, and God's sending them. And there's one man, he's a black man, that knows that it's God doing it. He doesn't think it's Mother Nature, and that's why he went and he started bringing a lawsuit against God for causing so much chaos, so many different plagues in the world. Why, you haven't seen anything yet. What do you think, you're going to put God behind bars? You idiot. You idiot. So we have all these different things for you this evening. But right now, let's go to the throne of the Lord. I'm so happy, you know, that I'm saved.
Amen.
And I know that you people are just, you're hating the program because you think he's so cocky. He just knows that he's saved, you know, and we know that we're not. All you people that are screaming and hollering, I mean, we haven't heard anything from you as to what we're going to hear as you're being cast out into hell in the lake of fire. Do I like that that's happening to you? No, that's why I'm preaching the gospel, so that you'll repent.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Mm-hmm.
So don't say that I hate or anything like that. I don't hate. If I hated you, I just wouldn't even preach to you. All right? That's what the devil wants to happen to you. They're trying to put our churches, they want to close all the Christian churches in the world so you can't hear the gospel, so that your souls can go to hell. If you don't hear and receive the gospel, you're going to hell in the lake of fire. And you're going to be grinding your teeth and chewing on your tongue. All you Southerners like to chew tobacco. All you rednecks, you're going to be chewing on your tongue in hell and in the lake of fire. But Father, Lord, I pray, these people are so nasty and rotten, Father, that they say, make up all kinds of stories about us, just like they did you. They said that you're not the Messiah, even after you raised people from the dead, and after you healed everybody in different towns, all kinds of towns, everyone got healed. And they still crucified you. So it just goes to show that these people are blinded by the powers of Satan. And they're never going to repent. And Lord, I ask that you put your hand down and destroy these people that are never going to accept the gospel and that continue to fight you, your churches, and your people. And fight your word and even fight your name. They don't even want your name. You value your word higher than your name. Because the Word of God is what created everything. And you, Jesus, are the Word of God. And so many people are taking your name in vain. I mean, Christians are hearing your Word, but it's in vain. Because they don't do what your Word says. And that's what it means. I know that you gave that to me, Lord. But that's what it means to take the name of the Lord in vain. That means to hear the Word and not do anything about it. To not let it put fear in people's hearts, and to they hear it and it doesn't motivate them to do what you say to do, so that they can stay out of the lake of fire. But Lord, I pray that you'll open up their spirits today, and their minds, and their souls, that they will open up their spirits, their hearts, and let you change, give them a new spirit. To destroy their old spirit and give them a new spirit, and then that you would move with your spirit, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, into them, the life-giving spirit, which is Jesus, who is the fullness of the Godhead bodily, that you'll move into them, and that you will save their souls, and that they will begin praying. There isn't anything, you know, Link TV, Father is telling all these things that are happening, and it's true. All the things that the evil one world government is doing, and from the orders of the Vatican. And the news media is so wretched. We get on to different stations like Link TV, and there's the real news, and you turn on CNN and NBC, ABC, all these other networks, and it makes you want to vomit because there's just nothing on there. They're playing games, talking about movie stars, and ridiculing people that are really not that bright. They sing little songs and get up and wiggle around a little bit, but Lord, they're not bright at all, and people should be praying for them, not running them into the ground. And we pray, Lord, that you have made it quite clear that we're not to hate people, but we're to hate the devil. And people that love the devil so much that their mind is blinded, that they're not going to do anything about it, they're not going to change. So, Lord, we ask that you make an environment for them to where they will feel that it's not profitable to not be with you, and that they will come unto you so that you can give them rest for their weary souls, that you can give them rest and peace and happiness and joy. Lord, because their souls will be saved and all their filthy former sins will be washed away in the precious blood that you shed for them on the cross at Calvary. And Lord, that you will, by this broadcast, this program, that you will enlighten those that were once saved and have almost slipped entirely away, and that you'll bring them into the fear of the Lord, more than reverence, but fear of you, Father, Lord Jesus. You are the Word. And they will not take your words to know them in vain, but that they'll start speaking out like I am, that the souls in the world will be saved, so that they will begin to be zealous, and for that you will not spit them out of your mouth. Lord, we ask that in the mighty name of Jesus, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
All right, now as I promised the devil, I'm going to thumb my nose at you, Satan, and I'm going to sing what I do. I walk with God. And you know, Enoch walked with God. And God loved him so much for doing it that he took him. He didn't die, but he's going to come back as one of the two witnesses. He and his wife will be the two witnesses. Mark my word. You'll see that it'll come to pass. Here I am with the Joe Leahy arrangement, and this is our orchestra and choir, the Tony and Susan Alamo Christian Ministries Orchestra and Choir, and myself singing lead on I'll Walk with God.
Say, is and will God.
the Lord. What a magnificent orchestra and choir, and what a magnificent arranger Joe Leahy was. Oh, he is. He used to do all of Pat Boone's arrangements for him. And as a matter of fact, he ran Pat Boone's recording studio on Sunset Boulevard, where I recorded a singer named Rovan, and I did some work over there myself, other than for my own singing. And we used to work in a lot of studios in Hollywood. I worked at TT&G, where I recorded Rovan also, with Ernie Freeman, who used to do all the arranging for Vic Damone and a lot of stuff for Perry Como and many other singers. And I've worked at Capitol Records, Studio A, we recorded there. And all the people that knew me in the recording industry knows that I'm not some kind of a weirdo or anything like that, that I'm just a regular guy all my life. And then when I became born again of the Spirit, every devil in hell started attacking Sue and myself, because the devil knows who we are. They know who we are. Now, Susie's gone on to be with the Lord since 1982, April 8th, 1982. But there's going to be some miracles happen, and it's going to cause all the people in this world to fear so much that they're going to be sorry that they ever attacked they brought false accusations against us. And hopefully, when that happens, that they'll fall down on their knees and ask the Lord to forgive them. Because if the Lord forgives them, I do as well. To me, I'm sitting in heavenly places with the Lord, and I'm not at all worried about what man can do unto me, because I'm saved. Don't fear what Satan can do unto you. He can take your life. But the Lord can take your life and cast your soul into the lake of fire.
Amen.
And so it's... you know, it's better to fear God, because that's the entire duty of man, is to fear God and keep His commandments.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't fear God, well, there isn't any hope for you whatsoever if you don't keep His commandments. So there's so many people that they know that the Lord is the truth, they know His word is right, but they're holding the word of God in vain. And that means you're taking the word of the Lord in vain, the name of the Lord. The name of the Lord is the Word of God. It says so in the Bible.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen?
And so if you take the name, and the Bible said, Jesus said, God said, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord in vain. The name of the Lord is the Word of God. And if you take the name of the Lord in vain, or if you attack the people that are bringing the true Word of God, how hot do you think it's going to be for you in the lake of fire for you doing such an obnoxious evil thing as that? Repent and believe the gospel and be saved. Okay, we have some letters today. Where's the first one from?
From Managua, Nicaragua.
Okay, let's hear what they have to say.
Blessings, beloved Pastor Tony Lamo. I heard your interview and the testimony of the FBI man, John Peeler, and it hurts me how they have tried to destroy your ministry. But those men who are standing up on a bench and have not bent their knees in front of Baal are in our hearts and always in our prayers. And you are, beloved Pastor Tony Lamo. May God keep blessing you. I would like our church to be affiliated with yours and for you to tell me what are your requirements. I know that you are a man of God. Signed, Pastor Silvio from Managua, Nicaragua.
Okay, yeah. A lot of you people may have not heard John Peeler's testimony. But he was formerly with an undercover man with the FBI and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and other government agents. And he was told to go to Waco and kill the people over there, because what they did is they broke into the computer of the government and found out that they were bringing drugs into the country, and that they were giving firearms to bad people in exchange for the drugs. And this was under the Clinton administration. Here a bunch of people are just really thinking that Hillary Clinton is going to be a good president. Well, you're just going to get a lot more of the garbage that he did. You have to listen to some of these true news stations like Link TV to see the things that Clinton and Bush and Nixon and all these weasels did under the command of the Roman Catholic cult, the Roman Catholic supposed to be church. And if you don't do that, I mean, you're just ignorantly following along with these warmongers. The Bible says that every evil thing that the Bible says, that Satan is making the world desolate with all of the abominations that he's doing. And the Bible says that his seat, the place where Satan sits, is in Rome, Italy, the city of the seven hills. And that place that he sits in Rome is the Vatican. Now, the average Roman Catholic person, the laity, the people that don't really, they're not part of the Roman, the Vatican, they don't know what the evils that they're doing in there. Martin Luther, I'm not talking about Martin Luther King, went there to pay a visit to him because things were really wrong. And when he got there and looked at the things that were going on in the Vatican, he said, it's a sewer of corruption. And it is. Abraham Lincoln said the same thing, and they shot him for that, killed him. And many, many people have discovered these things about this bunch of devils in the hierarchy. I know a lot of Roman Catholic people that are very, very good people. Just like I've met many people in the Texarkana area, in the Los Angeles area, New York, the Roman Catholics, they really don't even know what the Bible says. But the Bible tells us that we're not to, they just do so many evil things that they're not conscious of it. And people should write in for a copy of my piece of literature that the Lord gave me called The Pope's Secrets and The Fugitive Pope, because the Pope, John Paul II, had murdered so many Jewish people in Poland at Auschwitz concentration camp that after the war he fled to Argentina to escape prosecution. And he was just a priest at that time. And because of the fact that he had helped murder so many Jews, the Vatican made him a pope, first a cardinal, then a pope. And they reward people like that. It's the same thing with the pope is a homosexual. They all are. Ratzinger, all of them. Mm-hmm. And so what they do is they protect all the homosexuals. When there were hundreds of thousands of them that had been caught molesting little boys, 6 and 7 year old little boys, just stinking pedophiles, then they shipped him off to Argentina and also to the Vatican. And that's what Pope John Paul II, they brought him into Argentina, then later rewarded him and gave him the title of Pope. The smoke came out of the window, okay? He's now the Pope for killing so many Jews. My friend, who owned Cashbox magazine, he is the one that started the national charts, the top 100 records in the country. And so he was telling me, he says, Tony, we know that what you're saying is true. The people in the industry know you're telling the truth. He says, but what do we do about it? He says, and I know you're telling the truth because the Pope invited me to come to the Vatican because he was trying to warm up to me so I'd put him on the national charts. He did an LP, in other words, an album. They didn't have CDs back then. But he wanted to be on the national charts, and so he was giving George some payola, like, come on, I'll pay your freight over here to Rome, and I want to talk to you, and, you know, like a Dutch uncle, and maybe, you know, slip you a few thou to, you know, induce you to put me on the charts with the rest of all the people that are on the charts. So he went there, and they told him that the Pope was busy at the time, and would he like to take a tour of the catacombs. He said, yeah, all right. Well, the Pope was just warming up to him and kissing up to him like you can't believe. They gave him a limousine and a motorcade. So they took him down there, and there's just like thousands upon thousands of caskets. And he said, George asked him, who's in all these caskets here? And the guide told him, our enemies. Well, they didn't know that George was a Jew because he gave himself a Gentile name, like I did. My real name is Bernie Lazar Hoffman, but when I became a singer, I changed my name to Tony Alamo, okay? And then, so they says, he says, who are these? Who are your enemies? He says, the Jews. And George started cursing him out, and believe me, George had a very salty tongue. I mean, he cussed like used profanity like just like more than anybody I've ever heard in my life. And he says, get me back on that plane. I'm not going to put this guy on the charts. I'm not going to do it. This guy is, they killed all these 6 million Jews. This is all done by the Vatican, folks. And there's so much documentation on it, these weasels are even trying to say that there was no Holocaust. Isn't that something? Amen?
Amen.
So it's sickening. Well, because they run the major media, they can brain damage you as much as they want to, and you're not even conscious of it. You believe the garbage that's coming over CNN and all these other news networks? I'll tell you what, you know, these private news companies that operate on your donations, they're the ones that really spill the beans on all these culprits, these rascals. Now, we're praying that all of them will get saved, and I'm preaching the gospel to them, and they're listening to my messages, but they're taking the Lord's name in vain. The Lord's name is the Word of God. They're not paying any attention to the Word of God. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 1, it says, because you paid no regard to my name, to my words, I warned you about the things. He says, when the time of your death comes, I'm paraphrasing, when the time of your death comes, you're going to be screaming out to me. And he says, I'm going to laugh at you and I'm going to mock at you. God's going to, you know, all you phony reporters out there that twist everything and try to make it look like we're some kind of a cult when we're preaching the only true word that's in the entire world. And you're backing up the Vatican and you're backing up evil people in government, like prosecuting attorneys and judges that just make up their own rules. They're all Vaticanites. You could trace all the way back, and they're all Roman Catholics. And I have, again, I don't have anything against the laity of the Roman Catholic cult, because the Bible says we're to preach the gospel to all these cults and get them saved. But they don't know the Word of God at all, but I'm trying to teach it to them. I'm doing everything that I can to get them right with the Lord so they don't go to the lake of fire. And then there isn't anything other that I can do. So these news media, they're showing pictures of people being slaughtered by our troops over in Iraq and in other countries, Cambodia. Yeah, everywhere that you see them bombing and going in, they say they minimize the amount of citizens, the people that are not in the army or navy or marines. They're just people that are innocent bystanders, and they're being blown to bits. They said over 1 million of them were killed in Iraq, and they won't tell you that on CNN or the other news medias. Well, anyway, George from Cashbox took off, and he told me, I know you're telling the truth. This is actually what they told me. And I said, he says, I read where you said that they murdered all the Jews. And he said, it's absolutely right. That guide in the Vatican, when he's taking me through the catacombs, told me the exact same thing that you wrote in your tract, in your literature. He says, what do we do, Tony? I said, just pray that God will bring salvation into their hearts, to give them the sense, and that the Lord will destroy the works of Satan. And a lot of the people that were attacking us, like that judge in Little Rock, where I immediately went in, they took me into court because they wanted me to pay every Christian that comes to my church to write them a check. Now, they don't do that to any other religion. They don't do that to anybody else. Because everyone else, they command you to give tithes and offerings to them, because they're not the enemy of the Antichrist. I'm the enemy of the Antichrist, and I want everybody to know it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's a doctor in Texarkana that just told Buster, he says, you know, I'm a Catholic. I'm not a good one. I just go there, you know, to Mass. And he said, all the times that they had indictments on me, they never attacked my church. How come, Buster, now that they have indictments on you, that they're attacking Tony Alamo? As if I was the one that was committing the crime. They're attacking me in the news media and the newspapers, everything. And not so much the actual crime that they're accusing you of. They're accusing you of buying bootleg merchandise, which you're not. You have proof from the companies. There was a bunch of video or CDs that you bought from a music store that went down the tubes. And they just gave them to you for next to nothing because they just wanted to get out of business. And now they're saying that you bought bootleg merchandise. It wasn't you that was doing. And at the same time, they're attacking Tony Alamo. He's a cult leader. And they're putting all these crazy people from out in the Falk area on television and on radio to just speak out and say all kinds of evil things. This is the operation of the Vatican. They put out all kinds of false doctrine about you. And then they let it rest for a while so that they know that in their graveyards of news articles and stuff like that, that they can pull that garbage up. It's just garbage. And the people of the world, they know that they believe it, but the Lord told me to tell the truth, get it out there, preach the gospel, and they will not be able to destroy me, but I'll destroy the people that are doing that to you.
Amen.
Okay? And so all you people that are you're having a ball doing this, I'm warning you, God's going to kill you. You're going to be destroyed. You think because you're a prosecuting attorney or because you're a judge that you're infallible? Wait till you see. And these other little snakes, vipers in the area that are barking all the time, dogs, wait till you see. Something is going to be so horribly, something so horrible is going to happen to you that you're going to wish to God that you were dead. And when you are dead, you're going to be wishing to God you had another chance to come up here on this earth and do the right thing. But you haven't got that much sense. Okay, well, do we have any other letters here?
Yes.
Okay, where's this one from?
From Nigeria, Africa.
All right.
Dear Pastor Alamo, I wish to thank you for the literature and materials you sent to me last month. I pray that the Lord will continue to use you in Jesus' name. Amen. In short, I want to let you know that the materials you sent to me have really changed many people's lives. Many are now asking for more materials to enable them to grow spiritually. Please, sir, kindly send me some more of your scriptural material to distribute to them. I also want to request that you may consider opening a branch of your ministry in Benin City, Edo State, Nigeria. This is because many people are ready to fellowship in the Alamo Christian Church. If this request is granted, I would like to indicate my interest in helping the church to open. Presently, I am a preacher of the gospel, but not full-time. I believe that your ministry will really help to revive many churches and lost souls in this area of the world. Calvary greetings to all the members of the Alamo Christian Church in your area. Thank you. Till I hear from you, God bless. Yours faithfully, Adolphus from Benin City, Nigeria, Africa.
Praise the Lord. Yeah, we'd love to have you in the ministry, and we'll definitely furnish you with literature and Bibles and CDs and tapes. Now, if we learn, all the people in the world would learn of the Lord Jesus Christ by seeing how he, when he was despised by men, despised just like we are. The Bible says that the two witnesses of God will be hated by all the people in the world. And we're hated because you people have swallowed the lie from the Vatican that there's no one that's perfect and nobody has a right to bring anybody to order, even with the Word of God. And so you despise because we tell you that you can't be a homosexual. And there's so many people in government that are homosexuals that they hate us because we tell them that they're going to hell. Now, can you imagine that when we're warning somebody of things that they're doing that will cause their souls to go to hell and then they despise us for us? But if we learn of Jesus by seeing how he, when despised by men, continued to follow God's will and not his own will, or our soul shall return to tranquility. Everybody notices how tranquil I am. The reason for our hurt feelings lies in the fact that we are not amiable to being treated as our Lord was. Most of the people in the Christian world don't want to be treated like the Lord was. And we battle to submit ourselves to the will and ordering of God's will. We hate it. We loathe to submit ourselves to the will and ordering of God's will. I say, do we love it? No, we loathe it. We hate it to submit ourselves to the will and ordering of God's will. Were we to deliver our natural energies to death, that is our feelings, our emotions to death, and capitulate entirely to the Lord, our soul, though so nervously sensitive, would rest in the Lord and not misunderstand him. So too many people misunderstand him, and the reason that they do misunderstand him is because they don't read him. He is the Word. And in order for you to understand him, and the things that we're saying of him, you have to read the Word. But you don't want to do that. The soul, which comes under the Holy Spirit authority, is a restful one. Once we busily planned, today we calmly trust the Lord. Once we were fleshed out, and now we are spirit, our spirit, alive spirit now. We were flushed with anxieties. Today we are like a child quieted at its mother's breast. Once we entertained many thoughts and ambitions, today we consider God's will best and rest ourselves in him. In obeying the Lord entirely, we rejoice in heart fully, with complete consecration comes perfect peace. you want to give yourself to the Lord, totally consecrate yourself to Him. That's the only way you'll have perfect peace in this world, and you'll understand the Word. Quote, as bondmen of Christ, doing the will of God. Bondmen, in other words, as workers of Christ, doing the will of God from the Spirit. Well, when we're doing it from the Spirit wholeheartedly, when Christ has grown up into our spirit, to the fullness of the stature of Christ in us, then it would read, as bondmen of Christ, in other words, workers of Christ, doing the will of God from the soul. Not only will our spirit be doing it, but our spirit will overrule the soul in our body. That's Ephesians 6, 6. Now that's the original Greek that I'm quoting, but we'll read it now in the King James, okay?
Not with eye service as men pleasers.
Yeah, in other words, okay.
But as the servants of Christ.
As the workers of Christ, the servants of Christ, or the slaves of Christ. You're the slave of the Lord or the slave of the devil. You have to choose who you're going to be a slave for. Amen?
Amen.
Then what?
Doing the will of God from the heart.
So Christ. Doing the will of God from the spirit. That's your heart. Amen?
Amen.
Okay. We do not rely upon the soul to execute God's will. Rather, we perform His will from the Spirit. That is, with our whole heart. Those that worship the Lord worship Him in their spirit, with His Spirit in them. The soul, or the spirit that once rebelled against God's desire, is now perfectly committed to Him through the operation of the cross. That which carried out its own will, or tried to do God's will by its own ideas, is now of one heart with God in everything. A spirit under the rule of the Holy Spirit never worries for itself. If you're worried about yourself, well, then you're not under the rule of the Holy Spirit. A soul under the rule of the Holy Spirit never worries for itself. Quote, do not be anxious about your life. In other words, your original self. That's Matthew 6:25. Read it, please.
Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life.
No, for yourself, your life, your own life. Okay? Because if you just do what the Lord says for you to do, you're going to heaven. And this, you're going to die anyway, so you must. It's much better to die doing the will of the Lord than it is for you to worry about yourself. Okay? Then go and read it again.
Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body more than raiment?
Right. I've never had so much to eat in my life since I accepted the Lord and gave myself totally to Him. I've never missed a meal unless the Lord put me on a fast. We now seek the first. The first thing we now seek first the kingdom of God and all of His righteousness, because we believe God will supply our every need on a daily basis. Amen?
Amen.
Once touched by the cross through the Holy Spirit, the soul no longer is able to be anxious about itself. While self-conscious, ness is the soul's prime expression. Yet believers actually lose their self in God. Therefore, they can trust God entirely. Every work of the soul, including self-love, self-seeking, self-pride, self-pity, have been so eliminated that believers are no longer self-centered. the reason for that is that the cross has done its work. It's done its task, its work in you. We do not busily plan any more for ourselves. Instead of suffering anxiety, we are able now to restfully seek God's kingdom and righteousness. We know if we care for God's cares, that God will take care of our cares. The Lord told me, before I knew the Bible well enough, He said, "You do my work and I'll do yours." And He does. Once we wondered at miracles, now we live by the God of miracles and know and experience how God provides everything, every need. This all flows naturally since God's power is backing us. The Lord's watching our back. Amen?
Amen.
The cross of this life emerges as well as every small, very small items in, for sure, along our daily paths. Quote, "Therefore, let those who suffer according to God's will do right and entrust their souls to a faithful Creator." That's 1 Peter 4:19. Okay, go ahead and read it.
"Wherefore, let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to Him in well-doing as unto a faithful Creator."
Right. He's a faithful Creator.
Amen.
Many people know God as the Creator, but not as Father. Believers, although, should experience Him not only as Father, but also as Creator. As the latter, God reveals to us His power, because we know that He created everything, and that shows us His power. Amen?
Amen.
By this, we will understand and acknowledge that the whole universe is, in fact, in His hand. Did you ever hear that song? He holds the whole world in His manos, His
Amen.
Hand. Amen?
Amen.
Formerly, it was hard for us to believe the idea that things in the world could possibly have been ordered by His permission. A soul governed by the Holy Spirit is one that you can trust. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I don't want to make one move against His will.
Amen.
But now we know that everything, every element in the universe, be it human or supernatural, is under His careful scrutiny and His clever order, supernatural order. We now acknowledge that all things come to us through Him. Amen.
Amen.
So, as a sinner who has turned to be a believer is demonstrably reliable, so carnal turned spiritual is likewise attainable. God, who can change, just think how God can change a sinner into a Christian by giving him His life, God's life, that is, can equally transform the fleshy Christian into a spiritual one by giving him God's life, His own life, God's life, more abundantly. Faith in Christ makes one a regenerated believer. Obedience to the Holy Spirit makes him a spiritual believer. Just as the right relationship with Christ generates a Christian, so the proper relationship with the Holy Spirit breeds a spiritual man. The Spirit alone can render believers to become spiritual. Only the Holy Spirit can do that. to make you be spiritual. If you're carnal, you're going to hell in the lake of fire. If you're spiritual, if you are living in God's Spirit, and His Spirit is living in you, you're a spiritual man and you're going to heaven. It is the Spirit's work to bring men into spirituality. In the arrangement of God's redemption, His redemptive design, the cross performs the negative work of destroying everything that comes from Adam, while the Holy Spirit executes the positive work of building everything which comes from Christ. Amen. Well, I see my time is up, and Eve came out of Adam's body. Both of them were sinners. And now the wife of Christ, which is the body of Christ, which is the church, comes out of him. And anything that comes out of Christ, if they continue on in him, shall be saved. And this brings to mind that it's time for salvation. Now is the proper time to be saved. So you can be saved immediately by saying this prayer. This is just the beginning of salvation. Remember, you must be born again, and you must continue on in the Spirit. So right now, let's ask the Lord to enter our hearts. Say to the Lord, "My Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe that He died on the cross and shed His precious blood for the forgiveness of every one of my former filthy sins. And I believe that you, God, raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart, and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all my former filthy sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me on the cross at Calvary. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. I know because your word says so. Your word says that all that call upon you shall be saved. Therefore, I know that you have heard me, and I know that you have answered me, and I know that I am saved. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my wretched soul. Now just raise your hands up and praise and thank the Lord, and thank Him, and give Him all the glory. And Sharon, tell everyone how they can receive a copy of program number 457. It's free of charge. Please specify whether you want a tape or a CD.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370. That's 479-782-7370, or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
Praise the Lord. All right, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. Make sure you tune in tomorrow for another powerful message. These are building blocks, these messages, so don't miss even one of them, because you need every single one of them to be able to keep you standing on a daily basis. But don't rely only on my messages, because you need to study the Bible. Get yourself a King James Version of the Bible and study it, because you're going to get things out of the Bible, too, that I don't have time to cover on a one-hour broadcast. So do it. Okay? And here I am now with the Stamps Quartet to sing for you, Consideration.
Don't pass me by,
Lord, when you smile on creation, consider me.
may blow. Breakers roar. They beat on every side. Oh, one thing I know.
One thing I know.
And to be sure.
And to be sure.
Indeed, my soul can hurt. When I'm alone.
When I'm alone.
Without a home.
Without a home.
Where's in my loved one?
Where's in my loved one?
All are gone.
All are gone.
Lord, when you give up heaven's reservation, consider me.
Let me be one.
Lord, when you give up heaven's reservation,